Zechariah chapter 4 and verse number 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. He shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands also shall finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I, and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick, and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again, and said unto him, What be these two olive branches, which through the golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Can we pray? Would you just reach your hand this way? Ask the Lord to help us, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to be in your house today. Thank you for the privilege to serve you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege to know you, God. Thank you for the privilege to know you in a special way. Help us, Lord, this morning to receive from you. We need your touch this morning. We need your strength today. We need your anointing today. We need the power of the Holy Ghost to be with us. We give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach this morning. He said, Who hath despised the day of small things? Now I want to take that for a text and preach on despise not, amen, small things. Despise not the day of small things. You know, the world is only interested in big things, in the winners, in the great, for the most part. You know, the small things don't get a whole lot of attention so many times in our life. We all like, amen, the big things, the great things. I heard a preacher say one time, said, the world is only interested in the winner. Said, that's why they put the bride's picture in the paper and not the groom's. Help us, Lord, today. Amen. But despise not the day of small things. Who hath despised the day of small things? Small things in our life is so important, amen, to God. Matter of fact, God used one small stone, not to mention one little shepherd boy, to bring a great victory to Israel. Hallelujah. Praise God. God used a little bitty lad. Amen. The disciple said, one of Jesus' disciples said, Here we have a little lad. Amen. Was it 5 loaves and 2 small fishes? But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Bring them to me. Amen. Small things, little things, amen, that God wants to use. Y'all know the story when Gideon, amen, was going out to war and all those men was there. Thousands of men was going against the Midianites. And God said, Gideon, you've got too many. Amen. Praise God. You know, sometimes we've got to come down so God will get the glory. He said, tell everybody that's scared. Everybody that's scared, tell them to go home. Thousands of them went home. He said, Gideon, you still got too many. He said, bring them down to the water. Amen. And if they get down on their knees and drink, pulling it up to their hands, set them aside. And if they lap it up like a dog, he said, set them aside. Amen. The ones that God chose was only 300. He said, that's enough right there. Amen. Take those 300. Amen. And put them aside. Amen. And God defeated the Midianites under Gideon over 300. Oh, God, help us not to despise the day of small things. Amen. Small things in our life. Amen. Small things in our relationship with God. Small things in the house of God. Sometimes, amen, God can't use us because it's too big. Y'all still with me this morning? It's got to get down where God can use it. Here was the rebel boy. He said, it's not by might nor by power. Amen. The word of the Lord came unto him and said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Who art thou, mountain? Thou shalt become a plain. Amen. He said, I'll bring forth. Amen. I'll remove all the obstacles. Amen. I will give an inspiration, crying grace, grace unto it. He said, Zerubbabel hath laid the foundation. Praise God. Amen. I would like to preach to us this morning, if the Lord would help me, for just a little while, about despising not the day of small things. Amen. The world overlooks many of men and women of God because they think they're not nothing great. But just like that song she was singing just a little while ago, amen, there's many a mamas, amen, that's going to get the reward when we get to heaven, and we think it's going to go to the preacher. You know, they told that story about that great revival that was breaking forth in this church, and people was getting saved, and people, you know, was, just God was moving in this church, and a evangelist or a visiting preacher came through, and God, it was obvious that God was moving in this church, and he mentioned something to the pastor. Amen. God's a blessing you for your faithfulness. And the pastor mentioned, said, oh no, it's not me. He said, well, yeah. Said, God's a blessing you. You can see. He said, I got to tell you, it's not me though. He said, what do you mean it's not me? You. He said, because it's somebody else. Amen. That's revival's taking place here. He said, well, who is it? He said, well, if you'll meet me at the church tomorrow at a certain time, like 11 o'clock in the morning or something, said, if you'll meet me, said, I'll show you, amen, why God is sending revival. Well, there was this Down syndrome boy, or amen, this Down syndrome man in the church, and he would come to the church every day. And so that morning they met the preacher there at the church, and he unlocked the door real quietly, and he said, be quiet. And they walked in and come in the sanctuary. And there was that, amen, that Down syndrome boy, that boy who was mentally ill, was laying across the altar. And he said, all I could hear him say was, God, save souls. He said he couldn't even say it all the way. He said he couldn't say it clear. He was just laid over that altar saying, God, save souls. Amen. You know, small things that we overlook. Amen. People in the church, ministries in the church. Amen. Sometimes we think, oh, it's going to go here. No, God will give the reward where it goes. Amen. And we can't despise the day of small things. Many times the real worker and the real, amen, force behind it is never even seen. Amen. Help us, Lord. Encourage us today. Can you slip your hand up to heaven? Amen. Say, Lord, encourage me today. Amen. Not to despise small things. Amen. In my life and in your work. Amen. Despising small things. God, help us. We come to church. Amen. We receive from God. And we say, my God, help me. Amen. But it's those small things. It's that daily prayer. That daily Bible reading. Amen. That nobody else sees. Nobody sees those tears in the night when the children are put to bed. Nobody sees down by the couch. Amen. Mama praying. Nobody sees that it's those small things that we think is small. Amen. That God says don't despise it. Amen. Because that's what I'm going to use. Praise God. That's what's going to remove the mountain, because it's not by might. Can I get a witness today? And it's not by power. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. But it is by my spirit, saith the Lord, this mountain shall be removed. Praise God. He said, Zerubbabel laid the foundation of this house, and his hands also shall finish it. Amen. He told him, he said, this man of God laid the foundation. He's also going to finish it. You know, the foundation is something you can't even see. When you walked in this church this morning, you say, man, woo, this has got a nice foundation. We don't even see it. We don't even think about it. Never comes to our mind. We walk in a beautiful home or something and say, man, I tell you what, this is impressive. Look at this foundation. No, it's small things. It's not even noticed, but it is the strength, amen, behind the house. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness this morning? And it's the same way in our lives, and it's the same way in God's church, and it's the same way, amen, in our homes. The foundation many times is not even seen. Praise God. It may not be noticed. Amen. It's not the first thing everybody comments on. And I want you to know, amen, the foundation is the most important thing. Because if the foundation falls, amen, oh God, the house is going to fall. The windows won't open correctly and shut. If the foundation is twisted, the doors ain't going to shut correctly. Amen, the plumbing's going to be out of whack. Amen, the roof is going to have a leak. And we've got all kinds of problems many times because the foundation is not right. God help us, amen, to know that the foundation is Jesus Christ. Amen. And everything else is built thereupon. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9, I'm going to pick up where I left off Wednesday night talking about Paul and Apollos. Paul watered and Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Verse 9, we're laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building according to foundation. And another man builded thereon. Let every man take heed how he build thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For the foundation in our life, He's the rock upon which I stand. The songwriter said, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. There's not a stronger foundation. It stood the test of time. Amen. Jesus died on a rugged cross. It's still the rock that He builds His church upon, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. He said, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, Some say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets, but who do you say that I am? He said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Blessed art thou, Simon, amen, son of Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. The rock is knowing who Jesus is. The rock is the confession of what He's revealed unto us. God, give us a revelation of who Jesus is. Praise God. The storms can come against the child of God, but when they know who Jesus is, He's my deliverer. I'm on the foundation. Sickness can come against the child of God. Amen. But when we know who Jesus is, hallelujah, we're founded upon the rock. He's my healer. Praise God. Problems can come our way. Discouragement can come our way. Amen. But when we know who Jesus is in a real way, He said, I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's how important the foundation is. Amen. The foundation of the church wasn't built on big bank accounts. Amen. Thank God for it. It wasn't built on fancy vans or buses or nice pews or organs or pianos. Amen. But the foundation of the church was built on 12 disciples. Amen. And a few more that ended 120 in an upper room. Amen. That said, I know He's the Son of God. I know He's the Messiah. And I believe what He said. And He said He would send the Holy Ghost. And we're going to tarry right here until He sends the Spirit. That's what the church was built upon. Praise God. They tarried there. I don't know if you're 10 days or 7 days. Amen. It makes no difference to me. Amen. 7 days or 10 days that they was in that upper room. But they was in that upper room at least 7 days. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to go tell the Pope that Mary, the mother of Jesus, amen, was there in the upper room and come out speaking in tongues, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody, amen, ought to go tell them. Praise God. You might say, well, you ought to go tell them. All right. Amen. That's all right. But I'm telling you, mother, the mother of Jesus, Mary, was there. Amen. Peter, James, and John was there. Amen. The disciples was there. All but Judas was there because he had already hung himself and he was in the flames of hell for committing suicide and turning his back on the only hope to heaven. He is the only hope to heaven. He kissed the door of heaven and went to hell. Amen. No matter what the world says, no matter what the preachers say, Jesus is the only way to God. That's where the church was built, on Jesus Christ, the foundation. He said, despise not the day of small things. Who hath despised the day of small things? Amen. And in our scripture here, it says the foundation said, he laid the foundation. I thank God for the foundation. You know, storms are going to come in our life. Jesus said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not is like unto a man which built his house upon the sand. And the storms came, and the wind blew, and the floods came, and great was the fall of it. But whoever builds his house, whoever heareth these sayings of mine, Matthew 7:24, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, or doeth them, amen, I will liken him unto a man which built his house on the rock. The floods came, the winds came, the rains descended, amen, but it stood because it was founded on the rock. There's a couple truths there, amen, that is still relevant in our day and hour. It's relevant in our life. Number one, everybody will build. You will build a house somewhere. If you're breathing, amen, you will build a house. It'll either be on the sand or on the rock, one or the other. And another fact is, the rain will come, the floods will come. The rain came on the house that was on the rock, and the rain came on the house that was on the sand. Amen. The flood came on the house that was on the rock, and the flood came on the house that was on the sand. Just because you're built on the rock don't mean you won't get cancer, don't mean you won't get diabetes, amen, blood pressure, don't mean your loved ones won't die, don't mean you won't be discouraged, amen. But I'm telling you, when the winds come and the rains come, amen, you can be on the foundation. Amen. Sinner friend, if you're on the sand this morning, amen, the rains will come your way. You'll have bad days too, amen, you'll have low days too, you'll lose loved ones too, you'll be discouraged too, you'll go broke too, you'll lose jobs and money too, but thank God there's a rock, and that rock is Christ Jesus. Amen. And all of the ground is sinking sand. And when I'm down, and when I'm low, and when the winds are coming, amen, thank God, I know I may have to change some boards after this storm, but I know the foundation ain't going nowhere. Amen. I have to clean up some mess, but I know the foundation ain't going nowhere. I know my house is going to stand no matter what comes my way. It might be cancer. It might be bad news. It might be bills due. But my house is on the rock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the rock. Strong foundation. Saints of God that served God for a long time, longer than me. Amen. Older saints that is here. I dare say there have been times in your life that people looked at you and said, well, they ain't going to make it through this one. Well, they won't survive this one. But after the storm's gone, after the wind is blown, You look, and they're still standing. I've seen saints of God, by the way, weather storms in their life. And I thought, my God, would you please let it up, just release it, just let back up just a little bit on them. And the wind kept on coming, and the flood kept on rising. And I thought, my Lord, how are we going to make it through this one? Amen. But somehow, amen, when the sun rose the next day, and the storm was gone, the house was still standing. Oh, the one next to him was already fallen. Amen. The one on this side had fallen too. Amen. Because 1,000 will fall at your side, but 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Amen. I thank God for the foundation this morning. I thank God that I know who Jesus is. I know he's my healer. I know he's my deliverer. I know he meets all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I know the storms will come, but I'm not worried this morning because I'm on the rock. Hallelujah. I'm preaching on small things. Despise not the day of small things. They said that that ship was in that storm many years ago. People was hiding in their cabins. Horrible storm. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord here this morning. Said this little girl, somebody peeked out the cabin and there's this little girl playing with her baby doll, Sister Honey. Playing with her baby doll. Whose baby is that? They got to asking. Whose little girl is that? The storm was raging. The ship was rocking. She's just sitting there playing with the baby doll. Somebody said, honey, you need to go find mommy. You need to go find daddy. She just kept playing. She said, honey, we're in a storm. You need to go. She said, look, my daddy is the captain, and he's been in the storm before. Hallelujah. I want you to know this morning, amen, we can come in down and low. Amen, but we can shout, brother and sister, how? Because my daddy is the captain of this ship, and he's been in the storm before. This ain't his first storm. This ain't his first trial. Amen. This ain't his first test. I'm telling you, Jesus knows what to do. He knows how to pilot my ship. Amen. That song said he pilots my ship. Amen. He knows what direction to take. He knows how to lead me. That song said he leadeth me. Oh, bless thought. Amen, church. I've got more to preach this morning. Amen, but I'm stuck right here. Amen, you're in a storm this morning. A storm of discouragement. A storm. Don't you know who Jesus is? He's my pilot and my deliverer. I've anchored in Jesus. The storms of life I'll brave. He's the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. He's the one that meets my needs. He's the one that helps me. He's the one that heals me. And he's never failed. Jesus has never, ever, ever failed. Never failed. Not one person. Go from sea to sea in this great land. Go to every nation in the world. There's not one person who Jesus has failed. Not one. Hallelujah. I believe that this morning. I've been down. I've been confused. I have been disappointed. But the truth is, he's never failed me. Many times I've misunderstood him. Many times I had to just trust him. And I couldn't figure it out. Can somebody help me this morning? Do you know what I'm talking about? Many times I said, Lord, I don't understand why. But the truth of the matter is, He's never failed me. He's never, ever failed me. And He won't fail you either. I'm talking about the Lord this morning, who's the captain. Bless the Lord. Amen. The captain of our ship. The captain of our salvation. Amen. The one that helps us. Amen. Can you just stretch your hand this way? Lord, touch us this morning. Lord, bless us this morning. Somebody that needs a touch from God today. Somebody that needs a healing. Somebody that needs a blessing. Somebody that needs a healing in this house. Amen. The Lord's the healer. I think about that woman who came, amen, to Jesus and said, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Come on. Amen. Lord, touch her this morning. Amen. Church, the Lord wants to bless us. Amen. That woman, her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. Amen, Brother Wayne. Jesus never saw that girl, but He cast the devil out of her. Amen. She said, the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Amen. He said, amen, hallelujah, according to your faith, thy daughter's made whole. And she went home, and the devil was gone out of her daughter. Amen. This morning, God can help us, and God can deliver us. Amen. Despise not the day of small things. Say, it's such a small thing, but I need God to help me. Do you need God to help you this morning? God is the helper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand together with me this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I plead the blood of Jesus against every devil. Woo! I plead the blood of Jesus against every lie of the devil. You need help from God when the waters are troubled. That's the time to get in. Hallelujah. You need help from God. Come right now. The altar's open. Hallelujah. There are those that's already come. I need a touch from God. I need encouragement. I need a healing. I need a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, the Lord is able. Hallelujah. I can't do it, but God can do it. I believe the Lord. I have faith in God this morning that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Reach out to Him. Reach out to God. Reach out to the Lord this morning. Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. Cry out, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yanda la 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 la